Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The future cutting-edge sports training technology center is no longer a pipe dream. Alum Mark Cuban saw to that a few weeks ago with his $5 million gift. Part two today of our recent conversation with Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass on our reports. The vision's now out in front, so too, the game plan, if you will.
It'd be great, Joe, and you know, you're looking for ways to distinguish yourselves from your competition, and we will literally be the first collegiate athletic department in the country to have these technologies, and we'll stay hopefully ahead of the game in terms of their application and their development. So we're really excited about it, having able to associate the Mark Cuban name with it, I think is a big plus, because you know, he hasn't done a whole lot at Indiana University up till this point in that way, and I think this is something that he's excited about, and it's always best when you can have somebody involved in something that they're really taking a lot of ownership in. So I expect him to be back a lot. He's going to help us develop the curriculum.
You know, you were talking about some of the new enhancements, Fred, relevant to sports. Memorial Stadium, will this have a chance to be implemented, a part of this whole system come fall?
We hope so. We should definitely have the 3D rebroadcast and replay system in Assembly Hall for the upcoming season, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have the system in for football this upcoming fall. Now, sometimes the procurement wheels grind slowly, you know, at the university level, and we'll kind of see how that all works. But I'm very optimistic that that we'll get that done, and that'd be a huge enhancement for the game day experience.
It's IU Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. We all know Mark Cuban's record of investing in winners. So let the fun and games begin. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Game 2, PNC Park tonight. Pirates hosting the Reds. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
10 new members will be enshrined into the fifth class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame 3 weeks from Friday at the Convention Center. Former longtime IU Sports Information Director Kit Klingelhofer was a key cog in the development of the IU Athletics Hall of Fame, as we know today. He's now retired, but in year three serving as a Monroe County Sports Board member. I asked him if he's seeing now any similarities between where the Hoosier Athletics Hall of Fame is today and the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame now only in its fifth year.
You know, one of the things that we always talked about at the IU Hall of Fame is
89 for IU.
It's not
Thursday,
for the very
but once
good,
that front moves through, 77 on Friday, 78 on
the
Saturday,
best. It's for the absolute very
Sunday.
Best. And I think that's
again,
the approach that I see on this board as we look at our inductees each year. It's not for the
Margaret
very, very good.
Margaret can put Japan
it's
back
the very
on
the
list of places
that participated
to visit
in this county or
as they have lifted
county,
their 67-year-old ban on dancing after midnight.
No way. Okay, cool. I was planning
the best thing that happens every year from my perspective is we have a hard time picking out class again because there's so
instituted in 1948,
getting
10 the ban
people
was
when
designed
really
to stop prostitution and was linked to dance.
Good
also,
about any
the
of those 50
never
or more than
was
that,
never
I'm most
overtly enforced. Why police
board is it? I think we try to get the very best of the very best.
Dancing signs
that is Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
People make fun of Indiana
Klingelhofer. By the way, tables are going fast through Tuesday night. Looks like another sellout crowd around 250 on Friday night, July the 10th. July 6th was set originally as the cut.
Now you can take down all those silly
signs where
people
get them today
dance
or before
right by
the
them
end
on
of the
Friday
week.
Night.
Visit
and now you can just
MCSHOF.com.
Well, that's kind of silly. Why,
in the
why,
Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6.
So
Reds
good.
Pirates Hooray, game 3,
Japan.
PNC
David
Park
Glass
at
with
7.
You in the Zone tonight, tomorrow morning. We will have Keith Klein. We will have Jenny Vaughn. We will have Sue Wanzer. Plus Joe Smith Sports Reports. Dave Ramsey's next. Have a great Wednesday.
Have a wonderful day.